Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, guys. DG Asun KMOX 307. Happy Monday. Have to say that this weekend was perfect. If every weekend could be like that, I would take it. One rainy day, just to have a rainy day, and then one nice, chilly, sunny Sunday. Perfect.
I love when you negotiate on the weather, Dave.
I know. And I really do say it as if like there's some chance that God's going to go, well, okay.
That's what I like about it is you say it fine, as if it's fine. Like, all right, they're going to hear this one.
Dave Murray's going to put in the order.
Yeah. Nick and his girlfriend, Bree, did a tough mudder this weekend.
Oh, how did that go?
They loved it.
That's cool.
But they're down in Kentucky.
They
traveled down to Kentucky.
All right.
It was a 5K.
Yeah.
And they both loved it.
Yeah.
We had brunch with Nick yesterday, Marina and I did, and he was like, you guys need to do the next one. And we're both like...
What distance of a run is it? Just like a 5K?
Yeah, so they said that they walked most of it. Some people ran.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's as difficult as you want it to be when it comes to that. Like, if you're racing, it's hard as hell. If you're just like, I care about the obstacles and I don't really care about the running part, then it's fun.
So you can pass up any obstacles you want.
Yeah.
It's very collaborative. Like, you have to have help from your fellow runners.
Oh, I see.
To get over certain things.
Never done one like that.
Yeah.
Only done the ones where you can do them by yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing a tough mudder.
I mean, they kick the crap out of you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
You know what it mostly is for me? This stupid claustrophobia. Like, there was one of them where they had a big plastic corrugated tube that was about 50 feet long that you crawl through while they're shooting you with fire hoses. Oh, my God. I would die halfway through that thing. Just no way. What else is news in Dave Glover's life? I bought something last night that I haven't bought in 20 years. I got a wild hair and I bought bologna.
Oh, okay. What are you going to do with that?
I made a bologna sandwich and ate it with some Cheetos, and it was really good. And if I get the gumption up, I'm going to fry me some bologna.
All right.
So
how do you, what's your bologna sandwich? Is it just bologna on a bread?
It's South Rock Santa, buddy. It's white bread with bologna and Miracle Whip.
That's it?
That's it.
No cheese?
We couldn't afford cheese. So.
No, I mean, like, for you. I mean, like, now you can afford cheese.
It's an homage to my upbringing.
I got you. You got to stay OG.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, the only cheese we had Velveeta, which is still my favorite cheese. And then one time my dad got mad at all the poor people who got government cheese, and he stood in line for it, and it turned out to be the best cheese he'd ever had.
It's good.
And it was an addiction.
I've never had it, but everybody I've heard, they joke that it's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that what they're storing in the cave here in Missouri?
I think it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, for real, I think it is.
Yeah, and the one they won't let us in.
Today is National Bigfoot Day. Why, you may ask? Because today is the 50th, right around there, anniversary of the Patterson-Gimlin film. The famous one from Bluff Creek.
I have never seen a grainy old video that has been analyzed from both viewpoints as much as that one.
It's probably the most, that and the Zapruder film.
I've seen people where it's like, this is absolute proof of Bigfoot. And then other ones like, this is absolute proof that it ain't Bigfoot. Like, yeah. Crazy.
Also, just into weird stuff, I realized I have no idea what toys are like today. Like, I haven't had a small child in 15 years. And I remember the 10-year gap between Nick and Phoebe buying baby stuff. It was all new. Everything that was like cutting edge for Nick was gone when Phoebe came around.
I'm looking right now at the top toys of 2025 on Target's website. I figure that's probably a pretty good, you know, measuring stick for all of this. You got the Nintendo Switch 2.
All right.
Lego Star Wars Wicket the Ewok building toy. This is $130, Wicket. But he's very cute.
There is no way that a $130 Wicket the Ewok Lego is the top toy of 2025.
That's what Target says.
That is literally not possible.
We have a Prime Hatch interactive hatching dino action figure. It's crazy to me that throughout the generations, little kids just love dinosaurs. It's like a primal thing.
Yeah, they're
just drawn
man.
To dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yes, now I'm starting to see Andrew's point because some of the other top toys include a Target toy shopping cart and a Target toy check lane pretend shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Top toys of the season.
There's an interesting story I read today where a 78-year-old-ish woman sued her 30-ish next-door neighbor because he was smoking pot in his house, in his privacy, and the skunk smell, which if you've ever smelled pot, is very strong. I personally hate it. She said it was making her literally sick. She sued. He said, yeah, you're out of luck. This is America. I can do what I want in my house. And she won. He appealed it, and she won at the appellate court. So evidently you can force someone to not engage in activities in their own home that ruins your enjoyment of your own home.
Well, this is a different case, but I mean, it would certainly be that way if you were blasting loud music all the time.
Mm-hmm. Similar.
Yeah.
Do you know if this is a state where cannabis is legalized for recreational use?
I don't, but I'm sure it is.
Right.
Otherwise, they'd just say you're going to jail.
Yeah, the thing I would compare it to, and I think we've talked about something like this on the show before, is like, let's say I'm vegan. Wheels is my neighbor. Wheels is not vegan. He likes to smoke pork steaks all afternoon, and I can smell that, and it's making me sick. Does he have to stop cooking the meat in his backyard?
Before this case, I would have said absolutely not. Now I would say it depends.
Yeah,
depends on what kind of accommodation Wheeler's willing to make.
I guess what it would also depend on, though, is like, for example, if you are smoking meats, like you're out there with your smoker literally every night for hours, maybe then. Because, I mean, if the guy's smoking weed once a week, I doubt it's that big a deal. But he's just doing it every night, and it's every night and you're in your house. I'm sure that's disrupting your life. Versus, okay, it's Saturday, and I've got the smoker running, and that'll be it for the next 2 weeks or whatever.
There's also a related case going up to the Supreme Court where it's not specifically about marijuana, but marijuana is included to see whether people who admit to being active drug users, which can also be just cannabis, whether they can legally own a gun.
Yeah. I think we talked about that with Brad.
Yeah.
That just that, if you admit to that on your form, so you got a choice. Do you admit it or do you not and break the law?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what, like you said, Dave, what it's coming down to is habitual, because obviously a lot of people in this country have tried marijuana at some point or the other. The issue is, if you are consistently using this, should you be giving up your firearms at that point? I'm really interested to see how this shakes out. I wonder how this court's going to handle it. I don't know. The whole thing is going to be...
Is this because of the federal law? And also, why haven't we changed that?
Yeah. Kind of lazy.
I mean, like, again, to me, this type of thing is no different than if you have an alcohol problem. Why would you be... If you're a severe alcoholic and you're prone to bouts of violence when you're drunk, you shouldn't be able to own a gun.
Excellent point.
Why is it any different?
Excellent point. Also, I did a little math over the weekend, given the 25th anniversary. We add up to very solid whole numbers that so far we have done 6,500 shows, give or take, because I'm basing it on 260 work days in the year, 6,500 shows and 26,000 hours.
Whew.
Right?
Not we, you. We've been around for some of that.
Makes you tired, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like when people wish me another 25 years, I'm like, why would you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby? It's too much work to do.
A lot of words, isn't it?
I was also thinking last night, over the one of the weekend days, I had a whole day to myself. And it was perfectly delightful. I was totally fine. But I remember thinking by about 5 p.m., oh my God, am I dependent on my television? Right? Like on a normal day, it's a rainy day, you're watching television, watching sports, whatever, watching your stories, everything's great. But then when you really think about, what if this thing just went out? Like we're all so dependent on it. I know I am.
I think you would be, if like your internet went out and you couldn't watch TV because those things are intertwined these days, you'd find something to occupy your time
for a day,
easily.
Maybe a weekend. No, I'm being serious. Like if
no,
you
I feel
just
the same
said,
way.
You can't have it anymore.
Yeah.
I'd have a real come to Jesus.
Like,
yeah, I don't know what
have
I'm
it
doing.
Anymore, then it's like, well, what's the point?
Rachel switched on that pretty quick.
Oh, she sure did.
Yeah.
You mean I can't watch my YouTube videos? Then what am I doing
once
here?
Once it went past a weekend.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, 1 hour? Not a problem. 2 hours? Oh, my God. What's the point of living?
Why am I even doing this?
Yeah. What's the point?
So you're saying I don't get to have fun ever again.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So I'm just going to be in hell for the rest of my life. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Also on TikTok, I ran across someone being clever and making the point that Earth is hell, and now that's all I'm getting because I watched one.
I hate those people.
I
hate those people.
Did you know that actually we're on hell right now?
Yeah,
and the proof of it is the bins and just shut up.
All the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Watch us on the stream on Facebook or YouTube. Got one that says, I got to enjoy listening to you live in St. Louis. Really fell back in love with STL. Really so much awesome things to do with the family. STL will always be my home from Jeff in Tulsa.
Thanks, Jeff.
Cool.
How nice. St. Louis really is incredible. There's a lot of stuff to do here, a lot of free stuff to do here that we just take for granted.
Yes. Coming up at 4 p.m., something special for you. At 1 o'clock today, we were able to speak to Rennie Knott for his very first on-air interview for about an hour. And it's very interesting. He's very candid. He takes all the questions and answers them, I thought, very fully. And we will replay that for you coming up at 4 p.m., followed by Rush Hour Sports. Do happy hour, DJ's happy hour?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to start?
I'll raise my hand.
Do it.
So I saw a question. I think it was on Twitter. I saw a tweet that was discussing it. And it was making a Lord of the Rings reference. It was kind of a nerdy thing. But it was an interesting point made through Lord of the Rings. And it was a discussion about good versus evil. And the suggestion that it made was that there's a reason that good has an advantage. And it's because evil lacks imagination. If you're thinking about domination, if you're thinking about just taking what you want, you're not really thinking about what the other side sees. You're not really putting yourself in that place so you can get caught unawares. I don't know if it's 100% true. Just thought it was an interesting point. Except that I think there's another reason that good has an advantage over evil that was not included in this. And to me, it's because evil only benefits a few. And good tends to benefit the many. And as a species, the many is what matters. That's how we evolved. That's how we lasted. Because we actually were able to take care of the needs of the many and not just the needs of the few. Does that ring true to you guys?
Yes.
Like, naturally speaking, forgetting whether we're talking about religious definition of good versus evil or just the human definition of good versus evil. Evil to me is selfishness. It's about what you want and what you care about, and you don't care about other people or the damage that it does to them. Or you intentionally want to damage others. I mean, that would fall into it too. Well, none of that is for the greater good. None of that helps the survival of the species, which makes it antithetical to the good of the many. And that's why I think the good has an advantage. I'm not saying it always wins, because what evil doesn't have is the contemplation that goes along with trying to be good. You just do. And you don't wait, and you don't care, you don't think, you just do. But if you're on the good side, I think good has the advantage, both from a strategic element, but also when you're talking about just the how we're wired genetically for survival. Survival is the number one instinct, and wow, it's better when it's good.
Top that. You went all existential on us.
I don't think I can top that, but I'm going to kind of play off of something that Jeff from Tulsa just brought up. As far as like things to do in St. Louis when you have a family, you might think of the Science Center. And I saw a post on Reddit earlier today from a single guy who was like, hey, guys, is it weird to go to the Science Center by yourself? Like, will people look at you strange if an adult goes to the Science Center?
Yes.
He just hadn't been in a while and he wanted to go. And of course, all the comments are like, no, of course not. Like, it's for everybody. You should go. But it bummed me out that it's like, man, I don't know. It stinks that his mind was in that place where it's like, I don't belong in this space that really is for everybody because I don't have a kid to bring with me.
Is it for everybody?
I believe so.
Okay.
You clearly have an opinion on this.
I know, I drove past it with my wife not 2 weeks ago, and I remember thinking, I wish I could go to the Science Center because I have a lot of fond memories of the Science Center, but I can't go there. Because it's really a space for kids, and I'm a 35-year-old man.
I've gone there.
And if a 35-year-old man goes in there kicking around in the Science Center by himself, I think that will get attention that I don't wish to have.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's for everyone. Like, even just looking at the website, like, yes, there's a lot of things that are geared towards kids, but like the OmniMax isn't necessarily
right
for kids when they do like a documentary,
yep,
or
I mean,
something.
I wouldn't wear that shirt if I were you, but
yeah,
I've
got
know
pizza. Well, the problem is I've got pizza stains on my shirt, cookie crumbs in my beard, a different type of cookie crumb in my hair.
This also
so it's
surprises
like,
me because you do things for kids all the time.
Like what?
like going to the corn maze?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the corn maze this week, I think, for sure.
It's gonna be that's totally different.
Going to restaurants and getting kids meals?
Because it's dark. It's dark in the corn maze.
What? That doesn't make it better.
Yeah, that makes it way worse.
Ain't nobody going to see my big old fat 35-year-old ass walking around in there. I don't have to have accountability like I do with the...
They're just going
to
feel it.
So you're saying nobody can monitor your actions when you're there, huh?
Yeah, I don't have accountability like I do at the Science Center with all them lights.
Just you and your ass and all them kids. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Sponsored by AgeSmart Community Resources.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. At 1 p.m., we were able to interview Rennie Knott, who just separated from Channel 5 KSDK last week. It was Rennie's first on-air interview, and he was kind enough to stay for an hour with us and answer all of our questions and very candid about what happened, what didn't happen. And we're going to replay that for you from 4 to 5 today, so just stay tuned for that. From the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Give me the I didn't get to hear it, and I'm fascinated by... I think I know what happened, but fill me in.
So, quick. Guys, you can tell me what you picked up. Basically, that it blindsided him, just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And that it was about some particular things he said about guns and about stabbing someone and kicking someone's ass. And it didn't all come out at once. It was over the course of like a weekend. It sounded like they would keep calling back and saying, what about this? What about this? Rennie denied all of it. Certainly didn't say he was perfect or had been perfect in his career. But I asked him, does this ring true to you? Like, oh, now I know what they're talking about. It's when I was talking to this person and they just misunderstood. And he said, no, really not. Really not. He doesn't know what they're talking about. So very interesting.
You can, Dave, you can also go to stlmag.com, St. Louis Magazine's website. Sarah Fenske and Ryan Kroll did a long article about this where they talked to Rennie and then they talked to some folks at KSDK too. So you can kind of get the whole picture well.
Yep. So yeah, that's coming up at 4 p.m. So far, everyone like that I've talked to has nothing but good things to say about Rennie.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Only met him once or twice, but seemed like a great guy.
Yeah.
What was it generally like, Dave, when you would meet people from other news stations in town? Was everybody cool?
Was it like Anchorman? Did somebody bring a trident? Did you ever stab anybody with a trident?
No, you know what? You never, at least in my case, never ran into people very often. You know, it's hard to get past my moat and the guards and stuff. But no, you know what? Yeah, obviously, the people you work against during the evening news, you never see them because they're working the same time you are. And for the most part, I didn't find that you really ran in all the same circles. Maybe that was just me.
Yeah, it's definitely more common in sports to be
the
group because you're all at Busch Stadium together. You're all at Rams Park together or whatever. Yeah. So we all know each other pretty well. I mean, like we get to,
I can see that.
You may not necessarily be like, you know, going to each other's houses for the holidays or whatever, but you're like buddies and you say hello to everybody. You see them literally every day. You see them all the time. So yeah, it gets to be, you get to know people in the sports world. It's a little different when you're bound to a studio.
So let me ask you guys this. We all know from Sarah Fenske's article and from talking to Rennie today that there were allegations about making inappropriate comments that led some people to fear for their safety. I have wide enough shoulders, and I was just talking to our boss, Becky, about this, that I feel like any one of us could screw over any of the others because of the trust we have in each other and the candor with which we speak. Would you guys agree with that? Like if any of you could ruin me, and I could probably do quite a bit of damage to you guys as well, because we just have each other's back. But the day that that's no longer true, like, I guess what I'm getting at is, should this be a cautionary tale where just, I know you think you're buddies with these guys, but just watch your P's and Q's?
Yeah, I think you have to be very careful, especially in this environment. Maybe not so much, 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. But I just think BSU, you could rub somebody the wrong way instantly just by an offhanded comment. I don't know. You know, that's the nice thing about Weatherby. You get to hole in your weather center and nobody bothers
you. Yeah, you just get to... You're
like, I can't talk about this right now. There's a weather emergency.
I'm in hermit mode.
What do you guys think? You going to be more careful?
To a degree. I mean, I think I already am when it comes to who I do say and act things around, right? Like, if I know somebody, it's one thing. If I don't know them, you just basically have to play it vanilla because you don't know.
Right.
You just don't know. Yeah. And I think that's probably always been true to a degree. But in previous generations, if you had a position of power or you had an on-air position on a successful show or you were an anchor or whatever, you would always get the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that should be the case. I'm just saying that used to be the case. And now it's a little bit more of hey, look, you're fair game just like anybody else, especially in an industry where a lot of companies are looking to cut salaries when they get chances. So I would say that you probably always should be, whether it's work or social, you got to know who's around because that changes everything.
Yeah, you know, and you have to know the person you're talking to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it changes everything.
Some will
about,
be fine, some won't be.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I think when you're at work, you have to be professional, and you know, without knowing exactly what happened, because there's not a direct quote of like this is what was alleged to have been said exactly, what have you. The topic of gun violence is a lot bigger of a topic than it was, say, 10 years ago. There's just been so much that's happened. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who feel like you can never be too safe or too cautious on that type of thing. So, yeah, especially in a professional setting, I think it's wise to not joke about that type of thing.
Dave, we're looking at another pretty week.
Yes, for the most part, you'll be breezy to windy again tomorrow. Low pressure off to the northeast, high pressure off to our west. So we're kind of stuck in that funneling effect. But 66, so we're going to be cooler tomorrow by almost 6 degrees. 43 tomorrow night, almost cold. Wednesday, sunny, cool. 64 on Wednesday. Still a little breezy, though. I don't think it'll be quite as windy. Wednesday night, clear, 43. Thursday, sunny, 66. It looks like our next shot of a decent rain, St. Louis South, will be Friday into Saturday. It'll be a cutoff, slow-moving, low-pressure system, so the timing is a little bit fuzzy. Long, long range, there are some signs of a pretty impressive cold snap come the first 2 weeks of November.
Okay.
Just some signs. Just a little setting of the table right now.
I'm ready for that. I made my move towards beanie season.
All right.
I went out to the car today, and it was too cold. I went back in, got my beanie, wore it in, but it was too warm in here, so.
The beanie's dilemma.
Yeah. Want to do a couple of headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. According to a new survey, nearly 1 in 3 Gen Z singles are going on dates just for the free meal. Times are tough. People don't want to pay for dinner at Applebee's. They want to go on a date and get that paid for.
I would do it.
I know you would and really? I respect you That's for saying you would. So I respect
would
this.
I would do it.
Thank
I would,
you for your honesty.
So how'd you guys feel, not you, Rach, but how would you feel if someone did that to you?
I'm fine with it.
Really? You'd be cool that if somebody, you're dating and you ask someone out and they say yes.
You know, if she was mean to me the whole time, I would feel differently. But if I got to hang out with a nice person, make a friend, maybe.
And in the end, they let it slip and they're like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you my number. I just wanted a free dinner.
I think women are people, Kevin. I don't see them as objects. If she doesn't want to get my number, she doesn't have to.
That's fine, but you're lying. You know it would bother you.
That doesn't. I mean, it might make me like sad, but I mean, I'm not gonna like you know lose my mind over
it.
That's
okay. Just be a deceitful liar.
What Andrew's really saying is,
all women are liars.
No, I'm talking about
somebody. Please go out to dinner with me.
I'm talking about anyone that would say yes.
I'm so lonely. Can anyone please?
Yeah, keep deflecting.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to someone to get a cheeseburger. That's terrible.
I would.
That's terrible, man. If that's what young people think, smack them. That's ridiculous, man. That is absolutely insane.
I would and have lied to get a cheeseburger.
And everybody else, when it's done to them, would hate it.
Has this happened to you?
No. The idea is so infuriating. I hate if
it does feel personal, right?
If somebody would do that, if you would be mad about what somebody does to you, you shouldn't do that to someone else. Period. The end. That is like the golden rule.
Totally get where Wheels is coming from, and I think he's valid.
Cheese unto others what you would have cheesed unto you.
Where it goes off the rails is then when it's like, okay, can we have a second date? No. Okay, well, here's a Venmo request for your portion of the dinner. Like, dude, okay, yeah. So now you're not paying for the dinner now.
And yeah.
And then it's
don't
like,
do that either.
You're a gold digger. It's like, I would be gold digging for a lot more than the pick two.
Applebee's.
At Chili's. Yes.
Although Applebee's is way more expensive now than it used to be. So it's like,
no, if you're, no matter who you are, man or woman, if you ask someone out, I would assume that you're asking to pay. If I ask someone out, I'm suggesting I'm going to buy dinner. Mm-hmm. And if somebody asked me out, I would guess they're saying I want to buy dinner. And if they didn't, fine, that's okay. I agree with Rach. I'm not going to ask for money back or send for a Venmo or anything like that. But if I would never say yes. I'm sorry, but the economy is rough is not a good reason to lie to other
so
people.
So if you got asked out by a woman that you were like, I'm probably not really interested in dating this woman, but she's gonna, you know, she wants to go to this nice restaurant.
No.
You wouldn't go.
No. No.
What level of interest would you need to justify?
Just any. Just the fact that it's maybe, or, you know, like, okay, let's see what this is all about. If it's like, I'm not interested at all, then no, I'm not gonna go eat food and take and make you pay for it when I know that I have no interest.
We were only 16, but a 16-year-old woman once went out with me to go to an event where another boy was because she had a crush on him.
I had the exact
terrible.
Same thing happen to me.
Did
that's
you?
Terrible.
Oh yeah. I think that's a pretty universal experience.
And again,
yeah,
if it's teenagers and you're young and stupid, that's one thing. If you're a grown ass person doing that, grow up.
I bought her a flower.
Bought her a pick two at Applebee's.
Kind of flower, yeah.
And
she ordered the steak.
I was literally standing on her porch with my lips pursed for my very first kiss when she goes, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I wish she hadn't.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it cheesy with you, dog.
What about a corsage? Do the kids still get each other corsages these days?
I don't know.
If I got a woman a corsage, I would expect her to close the door and lock it.
Well,
in the way like a cartoon, like you can hear it clicking like dramatically
about,
super loud.
How about a nosegay? Did you guys have those?
What now?
No?
That's a flower, right?
It's the flowers you carry. They're called nosegays. I swear this is true.
Oh, they're pretty.
We probably call them something different now. We probably don't call them that anymore. We probably just call them flowers.
Okay.
We just call them flowers nowadays.
Yeah, the corsage thing was stupid, wasn't it?
I don't know.
For the love of God, Kev.
I don't know that I ever received one, and I wanted one very badly.
I was with you on it's wrong to bilk someone out of a cheeseburger, but
yeah,
flowers are so stupid.
No, just the idea that here, let me pin this on your dress. Isn't that already
the idea that, like, I'm a woman, and I like to receive flowers as gifts. It's so stupid. Grow up.
Tell him this to his wife on her birthday.
Oh, my God.
You're all so deceitful. I mean, just eat the cheeseburger.
Listen to the guy over here that's willing to lie for food, and he's making fun of me.
I not just would.
Somehow Andrew has found the moral high ground on this one, and I'm confused by it, too.
I not just would.
Like, I appreciate the honesty, but it doesn't mean that he's right.
I not just would. I'm quite certain I have lied to all of you at some point to get a cheeseburger.
Well, that's not lying.
I can't think of any specific instances, but I know it's happened.
That's not lying to
just
us.
Law of averages.
When it's friends, it's okay.
Dave, I usually say thank you, Dave, but I almost want to apologize. No. Sorry about all this. Appreciate
it. It's nice to see the other side.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, DGS 353. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to replay for you the about 45-minute interview that we did with Rennie Knott in the 1 o'clock hour, in case you guys missed it. Rennie's a friend of ours and invited him to come in, and it's the first on-air interview that he's done, and it's pretty expansive and extensive, and we asked him everything we wanted to, and he answered them candidly, so I think you're going to find it very interesting. Kind of the biggest story, certainly in St. Louis media right now, but kind of in St. Louis across the board. So that's coming up at about 4:04. Oh, Charmin is bringing back Forever Rolls. You guys know about these? They're like 22 rolls in one.
See, I don't call it Forever.
Yeah, that ain't forever.
That's like, not
forever.
22.
Like the ultimate cheeseburger.
That's like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's a lie.
If
that's
you're like being 2 conservative. Days.
Also, how does it fit on the roller thingy?
Yeah, that's good point, Wheels. That's not fitting on the roller.
It would be unsightly.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting right down there at your feet.
Is it the size of a tire?
Yeah, it is.
And it's going to get all dusty from being on the floor, and then you're supposed to use that? No.
A regular roll of Charmin has 77 sheets, but these have 1,700.
Whoa, it's going to last forever. Shut up.
Go get rich.
Rich, you want to talk about an issue?
Razor!
When she is lonely and longing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.